You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. Today, we're diving into a powerful statement attributed to our noble Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The stomach is the house of all illnesses, and fasting is the greatest remedy. The stomach is the house of all illnesses, and fasting is the greatest remedy. This profound saying holds timeless wisdom and, you know, connecting physical health to spiritual discipline. Let's unpack its meaning and explore how fasting can transform not just our bodies, but our souls. The saying begins with an insightful observation. The stomach is the house of all illnesses. Modern science confirms this notion to some amount. Overeating, consuming unhealthy foods, or failing to maintain balance in our diet can lead to chronic conditions like obesity, diabetes, heart disease, digestive disorders, and so on and so forth. For example, think about how you feel after overeating a heavy meal. You're sluggish, tired, and uncomfortable. Now imagine that effect over months or years. It's a recipe for long-term health problems. Islam encourages moderation in eating. The Quran reminds us, eat and drink, but do not be excessive. كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا. And indeed, he does not like those who are excessive. The second part of the statement calls fasting the greatest remedy. Why? First, physical benefits of fasting, we should take that into consideration. Rest for the digestive system. During fasting, the stomach and intestines get a break from constant digestion, allowing them to repair and reset. And fasting helps the body eliminate toxins, making you feel lighter and healthier. And also, intermittent fasting has been shown to improve insulin sensitivity and reduce the risk of diabetes. For example, researchers have found that even short periods of fasting can boost metabolism and improve heart health. There are many, many, many benefits, and, you know, it would take a lot of time for me to just read it to you like a list. It's a reset for the body. It's like spiritual clarity through, you know, that you can take through fasting, and so on and so forth. So inshallah, we would fast, and we appreciate our fasting as a way to health, for both for our physical body and a power for our spiritual realm. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.